The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike.
Quality of product is essential to continuing success.
An outstanding example, Lucky Strike.
In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And today, tomorrow, always. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
American.
Lucky Strike presents The Man Who Knows. Mr. Brian Williams, veteran tobacco auctioneer of Paris, Kentucky, said recently,
season after season, I've seen the makers of Lucky Strike buy tobacco that just can't be beat for real smoking quality. Yes, sir, it's ripe and mild. I've smoked Lucky's myself for 16 years.
Year after year, independent tobacco experts like Mr. Williams can see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy that fine, that light, that naturally mild tobacco. Remember,
L-S-M-F-T... L-S-M-F-T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And fine tobacco means real, deep-down smoking enjoyment for you. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
Yes, next time you buy cigarettes, ask for Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, last week, Jack Benny sprained his ankle while playing football with some of the neighborhood kids. He's been confined to his bed all week, and his friends are quite concerned about it. Let's drop in on two of them.
Hey, Emily.
What is it, Martha?
Did you hear about Jack Benny spraining his ankle?
Yes, I read about it in the paper.
Oh, the poor man. I hope it doesn't interfere with his dancing. He turkey trots divinely.
Why, Martha, did you ever dance with Mr. Benny?
No, but I saw him one night last month when I was cigarette girl at the Palladium. He called me over and bought a package of Lucky Strikes from me.
Really?
And while I was giving him his change, his hand touched mine.
My goodness. Then what happened?
Oh, I don't know. When I came to, I was in the ladies' powder room.
Oh, Martha, you're just making a fool of yourself over Jack Benny.
I am not.
You are, too. You even went to see the horn blows at midnight.
Well, that was the only place I could be alone with him. Emily, have you ever noticed his eyes in a technicolor picture?
His eyes?
Yes. They look like the reflection of the evening sky in two limpid woodland pools.
Martha, stop talking about him like that. You'll blow the fuse on your hearing aid.
But I don't care. You know, I sent him flowers.
What are you going to have, Phil?
I don't know, Jackson. What are you going to have?
I don't know. How about you, Dennis?
I don't know.
See, it's so hard to decide what to... Just look at that. Waiter! Waiter!
Yes, sir?
Look, there's lipstick on my glass.
Well, there's water in it, too. Wash it off.
Their bread should be that fresh.
Well, Phil, have you decided yet?
Yeah, I think I know what I want, Jackson.
What'll it be, sir?
A roast beef sandwich and a fifth of milk.
Phil, milk doesn't come in fifths.
Well, how do I know? It's the first time I ever ordered this stuff.
Dennis, have you made up your mind yet?
Yeah. Waiter, bring me a dish of ice cream with a strip of bacon on it.
Dennis, ice cream with bacon? That's ridiculous. Why don't you have it with chocolate syrup?
Okay. Waiter, bring me some bacon with chocolate syrup on it.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. Hey, what are you going to have, Jackson?
Gee, I don't know.
Hey, waiter, what would you suggest?
How about lamb stew?
No.
Some veal cutlets?
No, I'm going home soon. I just want something to hold me together.
How about some scotch tape?
For Notre Dame, I'll punch you right in the nose.
If you hadn't hesitated before Green, you'd have had a great joke there. Anyway, sister, you're dimming my Christmas spirit. Now, let's get on with the... Come in.
Mr. Benny, I'm from Coronet Magazine, and we want to express our appreciation to you for being our quiz editor this month.
Well, I was glad to do it.
You were selected because you are a man who always tells the truth.
Of course, sure.
Now we'd like some information for our files.
Anything at all. What is it you want to know?
How old are you?
Well, how old would you say I look?
Oh, I'd say about 38.
Thank you.
Do you mind if I borrow your handkerchief?
Why?
The wind is blowing through this hole in my head.
What?
Get out of here!
I don't know why it is. On other shows, when someone knocks on the door, it's a guest star. On my show, it's always an idiot.
I'll be right with you, Jackson.
I wasn't calling you. But as long as you're here, Phil, snap into it and give us a band number.
Now, wait a minute, Jackson. Wait a minute. From now on, you just don't stand there and tell me to play a band number.
Seven barrels of blubber. Yeah, I just ad-libbed that to cheer you up a little.
Well, well, say,
you're welcome. Mind if I have a banana?
No, go right ahead.
Well, seriously, Jack, I was pretty terrific as a football player.
What'd you say, Dan?
I'll never forget my last college game back in 1927. With only 1 minute to go, I scored a touchdown on the hidden ball play by slipping the ball under my jersey.
Well, Dan, that was 20 years ago. You can take it out now. By the way, Don, how are things at the studio? How'd the rehearsal go?
Oh, everything went fine, Jack.
Good, good.
Would it be all right if I have an orange?
Oh, sure. Go right ahead. Rochester, answer the phone, please.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Hello, Rochester. This is Professor LeBlanc, Monsieur Benny's violin teacher.
Oh, yes.
I just heard the good news.
No, Professor, it's his ankle, not his arm. Sacrebleu.
Who was that on the phone, Rochester?
Professor LeBlanc.
Oh.
Say, Jack, was that your violin teacher?
Yes.
Mind if I have another banana?
No. Go right ahead.
You know, Jack, I was just thinking...
Don,
be awesome.
Don, wouldn't they taste better if you peeled them first? Huh?
I don't know. I've never tried them that way.
Well, you should. You know, they're... Oh, hello, Dennis. I was hoping you'd come over. I wanted to ask
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hello. Say, Dennis, I was hoping you'd come over. I wanted to ask
How
about...
How do you feel?
Pretty good. Dennis, I was hoping you'd come over. I wanted to ask
How's your ankle?
Not bad.
It's probably too old to work anyway.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Bud, how old are you? 38.
Hey, Matt, did you hear what he said?
Sophie, when you can't hold a job, your family throws you out, you bum around the country all your life, when you get to be 38, you look like that. Look, mister...
Nothing
personal, Bud. And by the way, where do you live? Beverly Hills. Get him, Sophie. Beverly Hills. I suppose you have a big house and a butler and a swimming pool.
Matt, stop teasing him.
Okay. Gee, it's a nice car you have here. What kind is it?
A Buick.
Oh, boy, I wish I had one like it. What year is it?
1928.
Gosh. Boy, this is a beauty.
Turn on the radio, Sophie.
Did I tell you about the place called Doo-Wah City? It ain't no town, it ain't no city. It's awful small.
Hey,
awful
they started the program without me.
She's got basement.
It's my own fault. Yeah,
no sugar,
turn off the radio.
Basement full.
What's griping you, Bud?
Plenty. They started the program without me.
How do you like that, Sophie? This bum's got a ticket to the program, and he wants him to wait till he gets there.
Wait a minute, mister. You can't talk to me like that.
All right. Calm down.
I won't calm down. Do you know who I am?
Sure. You're Bing Crosby or Bob Hope or Jack Benny.
Matt, for heaven's sake, stop teasing him.
Okay, Sophie. Turn on the radio again.
Hey, Donzie. Donzie, what did Jackson get you for Christmas? Shoelaces again?
No. Jack didn't know what to get me this year, so he came over to my house and painted my bedroom. Still, how'd Santa Claus treat you?
Oh, great, Donzie, great. I got a lot of stuff for my friends, but the best gift of all is this fountain pen. Just look at it.
But, Phil, you have several fountain pens.
Not like this one. You know that little sack inside that holds the ink?
Yeah. Bourbon. Bourbon?
Yes, sir. I got the only fountain pen with a highball point. If he thinks that's funny, he's got another
gift. Sophie, turn off the radio. What's griping you now, Bud?
Nothing. I just didn't think that joke was funny.
Oh, I suppose you can tell him better.
You're darn right I can tell him better. Did you hear the one about
Shut up!
Sophie, turn on the radio.
Okay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, as long as Jack isn't here yet, we'll keep things rolling with a number from our singing star...
That was a wonderful song, and it sounded great.
Thanks, Mr. Benny.
Don, not so loud with those walnuts. You know? It makes me nervous.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack.
Anyway, you're liable to... Who's that? Somebody at the door?
I'll get it!
Say, Mr. Benny, how long do you think you'll have to stay in bed with your sprained ankle?
I don't know, but I've got to be up Thursday because I'm going to be a guest on the Dick Hames show.
Dick Hames? Who's he?
Who's he? Dick Hames is a great singer. That's who he is.
How many shows has he got?
One.
Ha!
Dennis, what are you ha-haing about? Everybody doesn't have
Mr.
to have...
Mr. Benny! Right here, sonny.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Oh, hello, Stevie. It's nice of you to drop in.
Gee, I'm sure sorry I tackled you so hard that you hurt your ankle.
Well, don't worry about it, Stevie. It's all in the game. Say, Stevie, this is Don Wilson and Dennis Day.
Hi.
Hello, Stevie.
Hello.
Mr. Benny, the boys in our club were sorry you got hurt, so we chipped in and brought you this.
Aw, gee, my favorite magazine, True Confessions. Thanks, Stevie.
Say, Stevie, I understand that you and the kids in the neighborhood have a pretty good football team.
Rubber duck, you broke yours last week.
Oh, yes. Well, it was nice of you to think of me. By the way, how are things in Palm Springs?
Oh, I had a wonderful time, Jack. And just before I left, I got this letter from Mama.
Oh, a letter from your mother, eh? Well, what does the Martha Graham of Plainfield have to say?
I'll read it to you.
Don, don't throw the shells in my bed. Go ahead, Mary. Read the letter.
Okay. My darling daughter, Mary, I hate to start this letter with bad news. I thought your father was on the wagon, but last week he lost his job as Santa Claus in the local department store. It seems he breathed on a couple of kids and their hair turned gray.
I knew he could do it.
However, I am happy to say that your sister Babe is engaged again. This time to a very nice man. He's working at the Acme Iron Company as a steam fitter.
A steam fitter, huh?
Babe had to quit working if the foreman won't allow man and wife on the same job.
Yeah, that's a shame after she bought that new set of wrenches.
When Babe left the Acme Iron Company, they gave her a bonus, and she's using the money to have her teeth straightened.
Well, Babe's teeth do protrude a little, you know.
Remember the last time she almost got married? When the minister said, "Do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?" Babe smiled, said, "I do," and ripped her veil to shreds.
Oh, yes, I felt so sorry for her. Those big holes in her veil, the flies got in.
They invited me to go with them to Niagara Falls on their honeymoon, but it was too expensive for three people. So Babe and I are going alone.
Mary, it's none of...
Say, maybe I... No, it would tickle me. Hey, wait a minute. I know where I can get a cowboy costume. That's it, I'll go as a cowboy.
Are you going to take Miss Livingston?
No, she's out of town this week. I'm going to take my old girlfriend, Gladys Abisco. She'll love it. Gee, Gladys, it's nice out tonight, isn't it?
It sure is, Feeney.
I'm glad you were able to make it. I thought that since it's so close to Thanksgiving, you might be busy.
Oh, I got Hilda to fill in for me.
But can Hilda do your work?
Oh, sure. She can pluck turkeys faster than anybody.
Well, that's a feather in her cap.
Oh, gee, you're so witty, Speedy. What people see in Georgie Jessel, I'll never know.
Gee, Gladys, you'll like the Colemans. Ronnie and Benita are regular guys. Even though they're high class and interested in things like opera and art.
Art? Oh, then maybe
No, Gladys, no. Don't show them your tattoos. Keep...
Don't you pick me up. Don't let me lay there another puff. Don't let me stay there. Can't you see what your lips mean to me? Grab me quick while I am still burning. You smoke the fire.
Jack, wasn't that beautiful?
Beautiful? I didn't hear anything. And, Don, why are there tears in your eyes?
I caught my finger in the nutcracker.
Good, good. Gee, I sure wish I could get out of this bed. I'm so uncomfortable.
Well, Jack, you've been lying in the same spot all week. Why don't you turn around and put your head at the foot of the bed for change?
That's a good idea. Help me turn around, will you?
I'll help you, Jack.
Thanks, Don. Ooh, be careful of my foot. Look at my sprained ankle. There. I'm all right now. Thanks. You're right, Mary. It is more comfortable with my head at this end of the bed. Huh?
The doctor's here, Mr. Berry.
The doctor sent him right in.
How do you do? Yeah, I'm Dr. Nelson. Somebody called me.
I did. It's about Mr. Benny's sprained ankle.
Oh.
I came to. I was in the doctor's office. He was feeling my pulse with one hand and my wallet with the other. Finally, he said, Mr. Benny, as long as I'm going to change your face, who do you want to look like? I don't know. I just don't want to be recognized. Well, I can make you look like a young man or an old man. Or if you really want to disguise yourself, I can put some glass in the back of your head and make you look like a Studebaker. Windshield wipers would drive me nuts. But then, if you think looking like a Studebaker would do the trick, go ahead. Very well, I'll call my assistant. Oh, Dr. McNulty!
Here I am, Doctor. Shall I... Gosh, you sure lost up this guy's face.
He hasn't started yet. Now, look, I'm in a hurry. Let's get on with the operation. Very well. I'll go in the next room and put on my gown. Say, Dr. McNulty, will it hurt much?
Oh, no. He's the best plastic surgeon in town.
Really?
Uh-huh. 10 years ago, a man came in to have his nose straightened out, so the doctor sat him down in a chair, stood behind the man, reached down and grabbed the patient's nose with both hands and began pulling up. He pulled and pulled and pulled, and all of a sudden,
Boing!
Didn't the guy sue?
Why should he? Today that man is Bob Hope.
Well, I hope my operation turns out okay.
Yeah, if you rub hard, yeah.
Hey, look, Jackson, I gotta run along. I gotta go down to the pool room, rehearse my own show.
Phil, you rehearse your show in the pool room?
Sure, that way I can always pick up my cue.
Phil.
Oh, Harris, you may not be the prettiest kid that I ever saw, but...
Phil, on second thought, don't rub it in. Drink it.
Hey, thanks. So long, Jackson.
So long.
And now, Mr. Benny, I've got your ankle all taped up, and I'd suggest that you get some rest.
Some rest? Okay, doctor.
Goodbye, Mr. Benny. I'll see you later. Ha! Oh.
So long, Dennis.
I'll run along too, Jack.
Okay. I'm sorry I got so mad about the flowers.
Oh, that's all right.
Then give me a kiss to show me you're not mad.
Okay. Pucker up your lips.
Mm-hmm.
A little more.
Mm-hmm.
A little more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's your rubber duck. Blow it up.
There's Vanita. Well, she's upstairs.
We'll go get the little woman down here.
Now, look.
Boy, tell her you're bothering.
All right, all right, all right. Jack Benny.
Jack Benny?
Yes, and he has a gun.
Lend him what he wants and send him home.
He doesn't want to borrow anything this time. He thinks we're having a party.
A party?
Not funny, my dear. You should have seen Benny and that girl bursting in here with those silly costumes.
Costumes?
Yes, Benny's dressed up like Roy Rogers.
Oh, what does the girl look like?
Trigger.
Just because you're angry at Jack, I mean, that's no reason to insult the girl. She's probably a pretty little thing. About how old is she?
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere between 35 and 40.
Oh, she's no chicken.
Not with those turkey feathers all over her. Imagine Benny doing a thing like this. I've a good notion to... Yes, that's what I'll do.
Oh, darling, no. We can't stop sending our laundry to him.
Auction, independent tobacco experts can see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy that fine, that light, that naturally mild tobacco.
Lucky Strike presents The Man Who Knows. Mr. John Phoenix, warehouse operator of Reidsville, North Carolina, said not long ago,
at all the auctions I've attended, I've seen the makers of Lucky Strike buy fine tobacco that makes a mild, mellow smoke. That's why for 28 years, I've been a Lucky Strike smoker.
So for your own real, deep-down smoking enjoyment, remember...
L-S-M-F-T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And Lucky Strike is the ideal gift on every Christmas list. So say Merry Christmas 200 times with a carton of 200 Lucky Strike cigarettes in their beautiful holiday wrapping. And for the specials on your list, a special handsome gift box of 500 Lucky Strike cigarettes. Each so round, so firm, so fully packed... So free and easy on the draw.
The baby bear said someone's been eating my porridge and ate it all up.
Rochester, don't read anymore. I'll try to get... Don, Are you still here? Why didn't you go home?
I can't. I'm sick as a dog.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.